everyone. Welcome to the first episode of What's Your Backup Plan? I'm Olivia.
And I'm Fiona. On What's Your Backup Plan, we want to highlight ways in which artists have found inspiration in between jobs, created their own businesses, and reimagined the path to a fulfilling career.
So you're probably wondering who we are, what we're about. Yeah, who are these strangers, like, making a podcast? What's going on? And so let's get some intros out of the way.
Yeah.
Clearly, I'm Olivia. I'm a Jersey girl through and through. I've grown up in Jersey for all 26 years of my life.
Long, long life.
Long, long, hard life, because I'm an old person. I feel like a grandma, and who's just looking for their grandpa. And I grew up singing, but I never really got into theater until my junior year of high school. And then after that, I went to Montclair State University.
Yeah, Red Hawks.
Ooh, Red Hawks with Fiona. Mm-hmm. And then after that, I signed with an agent. And then a year later, I was on the Wicked National Tour as the Elphaba understudy for 3 years. And I left, and 3 months after that, I played my own grandma in Jersey Boys off Broadway. And now I am fun employed.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
And how about you?
Well, I am Fiona. I'm from Vancouver, British Columbia, which is in Canada. I grew up doing theater and singing and dancing. I have a dad who is in the film industry, so a super artistic family. And I graduated from high school and basically went as far away as I could to study musical theater. And I went to Montclair State with Olivia. Yeah. And when I graduated, I also signed with an agent. I did a bunch of regional jobs all over the country. I worked on a TV show. And now I'm back in New York City with my amazing fiance, Charlie, and our sweet rescue pup named Scout.
We love them.
Oh, we love them
best. Oh. So a little bit of background information on Fiona and I. We have been friends for almost 9 years.
Wow, 9 years.
You know, going to school at Montclair, Fiona taught me, you know, how to open my heart up and not be the tough Jersey girl that I am.
Well, and Olivia taught me to stand up for myself and be a little more tough and assertive. I remember my parents came to visit my freshman year of college, and we were all out at, what was the name of that diner we went to?
Oh, Six Bros.
Six Bros. We were at Six Bros, and my parents were getting a cab back to their hotel, and the cab just wasn't coming. And finally, I called the cab company, and I was like, listen, we called 45 minutes ago. You need to be here, or we're calling someone else. And my parents went, oh, my God, Fiona. We've never seen you like this. And I said, you know what? I met Olivia. And I learned how to be my assertive, direct New Jersey self.
Be friends with me and you'll yell at everyone for the rest of your life.
No, you know what? You'll know what you want and you'll go and you'll find it and you get it. If you get that reference,
listen,
you win.
There's a whole Ariana Grande song about seeing what you want and getting it.
So when Olivia and I were talking about making this podcast, one of the biggest reasons we thought it might be something that would be helpful was when we were in college, we had an amazing, amazing college experience. We really learned some wonderful things, had really great professors, but there was always this kind of unspoken pressure to, like, be a star, to graduate and be working all the time, and this expectation that once we got out of college, we would do show after show after show, right?
And, yeah, and kind of just take any contract you can get. And, like, when you walk out of school, obviously you want to, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're being a good business person.
Absolutely.
You know? And we've learned that, you know, you don't have to say yes to every job to get you in the career trajectory you want to get to.
Right.
And in school, you know, it was either like, are you an Aaron Tveit or are you a Sutton Foster? Our school taught us really incredible things, but there was always this underlying, like, what star can you be?
Yeah, pressure to fit into a type or like a track, rather than allowing yourself to bring your own personality, your own skills to the work that you do.
Because listen, no star ever got to where they were by being somebody else.
Ain't that the truth?
You know? And so it was really hard to maintain that positive learning environment when there is this looming like gray cloud of like, what star are you going to be? How big are you going to be?
Right. When, what's your next job? What's next? What's your backup plan?
Yes. What's your backup plan when like not everybody wants to be a star? Somebody wants to be like the next best dance captain or
right.
somebody or wants to, you know.
People work write. For their whole careers in ensembles or people work in their whole careers regionally. People transition into other work. People become directors or casting directors or music directors. And what we've sort of realized in our years since graduating is that is all important. That is all valid. That is all part of being an artist is mm-hmm. discovering where you fit, which has been a big part of our conversations in the last couple of weeks because we have all been home socially distancing due to COVID-19. Yeah.
And so kind of what's going on right now for everyone who's going to listen to this when our podcast is big and huge and amazing.
If you're listening to this in 2022 and you forget the 3 months that we were all stuck inside, here's Woo! Your reminder.
Here's your reminder. We are currently in a global pandemic mm-hmm. and there are a lot of people with sick family members or sick friends or just, you know, there's a lot of sick people in this world right now because a lot of people have contracted this virus mm-hmm. called COVID-19. And because of that, it's really dangerous to be around people. And so the Broadway community and 1 million people in the country alone have lost their jobs.
Right.
And so everything has been pulled out from underneath them. Everyone's been released from their jobs,
yeah.
which therefore means that people are homeless and jobless because that also includes regional theaters and tours and literally any other performing or writing or creative
right.
endeavor that includes being away from home.
Right. People who were away on contracts were sent home and maybe their home is being subletted. Maybe they don't have somewhere to return to. So, I mean, it's been very challenging in that our career is about connecting with people. It's about storytelling. And one of the things that I love most about our industry is how you make those connections. And that includes physical connection,
mm-hmm.
being around people, being close to people, feeling supported and built up by them. And all of a sudden we don't have that anymore. So what we're discovering is that people are learning to connect in other ways through screens, through podcasts, through letters, through art. And we're kind of navigating that right now. How do we stay inspired? How do we stay creative? How do we stay fulfilled when we don't have a job, when we don't have somebody to cast us in a show, and when we're all sort of stuck in that period of just kind of waiting?
Yeah. And I feel like I think a lot of us can agree, like there's a large feeling of validation when you book the job,
right.
obviously. But we really wanted to focus and emphasize on the fact that like you don't always need a job and you don't always need the next gig to feel enough or valid,
yeah.
especially during this time, because it's crazy and we don't know how long this is going to be, realistically speaking. And so we really wanted to highlight ways that, you know, make people feel like, wow, like I really am awesome. And like, you know,
yeah,
like
I am an artist, even if I'm not being paid to create art right now.
Yep. And I think yeah. the beautiful thing about what's happening right now is the emphasis on how we really are a community.
Absolutely.
All artists really are a community. So many people are coming together and helping one another. And we're taking the me out and putting the we in.
Oh, I
and
love
so,
that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, and maybe something that we'll learn from this is to carry over that self-validation, that sense of community, that way that we can connect and inspire and engage into our life post-social isolation, post-quarantine. Maybe we can figure out a way to make that a part of our day-to-day lives, even when we're back out in the world.
When we're roaming free and
oh,
able to hug people.
Walking down 8th Avenue.
Oh. Wow. Or 9th and eating food.
Oh,
I miss
gosh.
Going out to eat so much.
When this is done, Olivia and I are going to eat so much pizza.
Oh, man. So much pizza.
Pizza.
And we're going to just try so... There's so many new foods
oh,
to eat.
Oh, my goodness.
It's okay. It's going
to
be great.
In the coming weeks, we hope to answer that question of how you can stay inspired, lit up, fulfilled, creative. And we'll share ways to find self-worth without waiting on a job offer or a callback. Because realistically, no one is one-upping you right now. No one is getting to that goal before you because we're all in the same boat.
Yeah, it's true. So in our upcoming episodes, we're going to be interviewing coworkers, castmates, mentors, teachers, writers, photographers, people who are artists. We want to emphasize artists because this is a larger community than we think. And we really want to have people think outside of the box when it comes to, you know, the typical means of quote unquote, like, succeeding, because once again, success is relative. What you think is successful is not someone else's version of successful.
Absolutely.
We want to talk about things that are inspiring us to keep us going through the week. So Fiona, what is the one thing for you that's really inspiring you this week?
Okay, mine, the thing that's inspiring me this week is a TV show I just watched. I just watched the Netflix series Unorthodox, and seeing the acting in that series, seeing the honesty, the way it was written, the cinematography was just so inspiring to me to think, wow, it probably took hundreds and hundreds of people to create this series, and it came together so beautifully. So I think that's the big thing that inspired me this week.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
oh, Olivia, I have to watch it.
Olivia, what inspired you to keep going this week?
Well, I just ordered 4 plants. And
oh, we're plant moms.
We're going to be plant moms. I'm going to be a plant mom, and I'm really excited.
Oh, yeah.
I'm accepting applications for my plant dad, whoever
always
wants that. And so
virtual plant dad.
Virtual plant dad via FaceTime. It's a very low-stakes job.
You don't even need to water them.
No, I can just send you pics, plant pics. But also, I have been going running outside more, and I really, it's nice to take care of my body and, you know, challenge myself in different ways, because I'm really good at treadmill running, but I really am trash at running outside.
You're not trash. You're just working on it.
I'm working on it.
Yeah.
Thank you. And so, you know, I am figuring that out and navigating it, but it's nice to work towards something.
Yeah.
And,
you
know,
have a goal.
Yeah, have a goal, take care of my body, and then take care of my plants and keep them alive.
Yes, we can keep things alive. We can keep ourselves alive.
Absolutely.
I love that. Well, if you have any questions for us, any ideas for future episodes, or anybody you'd like to hear on the podcast, feel free to shoot us an email at backupplanpodcast@gmail.com or send us a message on Instagram at backupplanpodcast.
And if you liked today's episode, please rate, review, and subscribe. We have had so much support and so much positive feedback already, and we're so appreciative of it. And so if you just keep sending that love, we're gonna
pop send
out
it
more
on
content.
Back.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And, like, you know, just keep sending the good stuff and the things you want to listen to.
Absolutely.
So, with that being said, thank you so much for listening. We really appreciate it.
We do.
And we are wishing you a week of optimism, fulfillment, and never, ever, ever sticking to your backup plan.